Everybody's fine. The new year was very quiet and very peaceful. And you know, I had time off work, and so did Judy and James. So we just stayed home, and it was really lovely. Had some time for some creative work and just hanging out with the family. So it was lovely. I hope yours was nice. Was yours peaceful?
Yes,
or
was it similar. It was nice, very similar. Larry is fairly stable and able to get around and enjoy some of the quiet pleasures of life. And, of course, we're all still pretty much in the lockdown, so there's not much in the way of celebration outside. So we have to do the celebrating in our heart. And I'm just really, really glad that we got through 2020 with no more damage than happened. It was still way too much, but we still thank God that we arrived on the other side, and we hope that 21 will be a more creative year. And I think if nothing else, even if we're still in a similar condition, we've had 10 months of practice. And you know, it's really extremely draining when you have to adjust and adapt to a challenging condition. That's going to be at least three more months out of your life, just the adaptation, and then the question of how long will this go on. And I think most of us are at the point where, okay, if it continues on for a while, I'm able to cope, and I'm going to help everybody I know cope, and we'll get through it. So if nothing else, I think we've got that to count on now.
Yeah. That's a really good observation. You know, there's a really wonderful alignment that's happening today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. And it has a very exact point in the energy tomorrow. So I want to mention this really quickly because it's one that I think is beautiful to start this year with. Mercury is conjoining Pluto. And that will be exact tomorrow. And, so you can imagine all the things that can be. It will bring, divine energy to communication, has the potential to transform understanding and certainly thinking in the mind. And the thing that will accentuate this and really, I think, help it greatly is there is a trine with the asteroid Vesta to this formation, Pluto and Mercury. But the moon is going to hit that tomorrow. So we'll have the perspective, the heartfulness of the sacred fire, or we can even just say the sacred heart, working in a strong and harmonious way to transform understanding, transform communication, transform the mind. So that's
wonderful.
That energy is really beautiful for today, and so I want to kind of offer that as a blessing for the whole world. It's certainly a planetary impact, and then that also has an impact for everything that's going on in the early part of this week, which includes some things going on with the runoff in Georgia. So I think it's just very fortunate as a thing to start our new year for the potential to help us with our thinking and our understanding.
Oh, I agree very much. I really do. And one of the things I love about your contribution every Sunday from the solar system and the galaxy is that it helps us to think globally. Especially in troubled times, we tend to pull the parameter of our life in a little more closely. And it's a natural thing. It's not selfish. It's just the way nature causes us to protect ourselves and those we love. And so when troubled times have been here too long, we can pull those boundaries in pretty close around us. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that, except that
usually the answers don't come from there. Usually the answers come from a broader perspective, something that did not cause the problem. The thing that caused the problem is probably going to perpetuate the problem because everything in the universe attempts to survive. But when we can release our concern about the various things that caused our problems in life, we can look for answers that come from broader perspectives, broader areas of supply, and more inputs of help and support. So it's good to think bigger, at least in those times where we feel relaxed and safe and protected. It's good to just let go and think as big as we can.
Yes. I certainly feel that that's a huge and helpful thing. Thank you for you know, just pointing that perspective out. I feel that's really valuable, and I think there's such help. And Yeshua tells us about the reality of the brotherhood, that, you know, we see evidence of it at different times, but it's a reality. When he uses those words, the reality of this connectedness. To me, that just seems so beautiful and helpful, and it's something that we want to look for signs of that and participate in it in every way that we can.
Absolutely. I have a personal example of that is going on today. It's not really a misunderstanding with someone, but a little bit of different ways of seeing things. And it's stressful to me. And so I prayed about it, like, should I have a conversation about this? And the answer came back very clear. Meditate first. Experience some progress, which means opening up in your own life, and then talk. In that order of sequence. And I thought, okay, I'm going to pay attention to that. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And the minute I thought about doing that, everything just kind of softened up. And I thought, you know, most of what I'm looking at as an issue isn't even an issue. It's just one of those things that sometimes happens in life, and we move right on through it. And tomorrow, we don't even remember it. So that's another little case in point of how we can become really obsessed when we allow things that bother us come in a little too close. It becomes like a thorn in our side. And Yeshua or the Holy Spirit or some guardian angel comes in, pulls that thorn out, throws it away. And we say, where'd it go? and we look to the bigger circle, and pretty soon it's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thanks, Tony. I'm going to open the line up to some more people. Was there a particular blessing you wanted to ask for, Tony, or just, that's it?
Yeah, just more for the health and wholeness of the family. Judy's mom is starting her oral chemotherapy. She's been having side effects with that. She's doing it again. So we're praying for her to allow the healing and the grace as much as she can accept to come through and just assist her with this whole process. And we're very grateful because those prayers seem to be working very well because she's really surprisingly done well. Despite the challenges.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you know, that's what we do with the blessing. We take the conflict off. And it's amazing how when you take the conflict off, the situation tends to clear up or at least get a little better. It might have been the total simplicity of what Yeshua meant when he said, love your enemies. He didn't mean fall in love with them or want to be like them. He just meant, you know, ease up on the conflict. Everything gets
well. Would you say that this is true, that anything that we get into a bit of a struggle with can be looked at in terms of that as a metaphor? So love your enemies is also love the things that you struggle with, the things that you seem to have to resist. Is that
love
also
meaningful? Exactly. Love your life. When you love your life, you can access the love that you are more completely and more fully. And just know that even the challenging moments in your life are bringing you into a greater fullness of experience, maybe a little bit closer to unconditional love, a little bit closer to understanding life, and the fact that it's real. It's not just the product of wishful thinking. Sometimes we just have to open the gate and let the cows come into the barn. I'm just full of those country metaphors today, so I think I better let somebody else in on the call.
Okay.
Bless you, Tony, and your family, Judy, your and her mom, and everyone else, James, and everyone else. Okay. Christopher, we've opened your line, and you're on. You may need to open your own phone.
You are correct. Hi, Glenda, and hi, everybody in the community. My first prayer is one of incredible gratitude. I feel two things. One, I just feel such a sense of wholeness and solidity in this community. I think of it with such fondness, and I feel so grateful to be able to come back each time. And I also feel the blessings of Yeshua really opening my heart in ways that were not possible before. And so I just want to give my gratitude to you, Glenda, to the community for, oh my God, you guys have such amazing hearts and the prayers that go out. I can feel that I'm supported. And I want to say thank you to God and Yeshua for the help of deepening in my spiritual path. And then I have a prayer for myself and my friend Eric, who's actually here with me. We're both in a very transitional space in our lives, and I just have a prayer for both of us and also all those who are in a transitional space at this time, because there's such a big change happening in our personal lives and also in the collective life.
Yes.
Just a prayer for grace for those who are navigating transition to always be taken care of and provided for and guided.
Yes, definitely. Okay, you've got that, which includes the whole world, but
yes,
you and Eric in particular. All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much. And Sarah, I see you're on. Hi.
Aloha, Glenda, in this beloved community. And I just want to ask for a blessing, special blessing for my friend Tommy and his family. And they just lost their beloved mother, Martha, yesterday. Prayer for her journey and bless him. He took care of her and he just blessed his heart. And I want to ask for a blessing for myself and for all my brothers and sisters who can relate to this. To start some new, I just have a few healthy habits and some healthy discipline that I've committed to at this new year. So just blessing for all of that.
Oh, absolutely. You and your family, your friends are on our list. And just thank you for sharing yourself with us so that we can know you better. That helps.
Really helps.
When we just open ourselves up a little bit just to include other people in our lives, it helps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is that it?
I was just going to say, you just said that God made us the most social creatures. That's what our huge brains are about. All of that architecture is all about connecting with each other. And it's so genius and huge. And so I just so agree. We're here together for a reason.
It's so important. It's so important. And thank you for coming and being part of the community. And therefore part of the answer So it's not just that you need help. You're giving help. I just see
yeah.
offering yourself into the mixture. Tara Kim, we're going to open your line now. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. Hello. Thank you so much. I hope everybody had a good new year. I was just going to request a blessing today for the relationships in the big whole unit of the family that I come from, the extended family. There's a lot of broken relationships in there. So I'd just like to request blessings for to come into that whole arena, all the extended family and our family.
You know, I want to offer just a little bit of comment that feeds back into what a little bit of what everyone has said today. And it's a word called synergy.
Mm.
Sometimes we can't find the exact word to describe the love we want to establish in a relationship, or especially in a complex network of relationships such as exists in a family. Because it can be a very, very complex situation. And
yeah.
everybody's got a little bit different definition of what love looks like to them. Ultimately, love comes from God. And our love is like a little riverlet that comes out of that. But by the time it weaves its way through the little valleys and the little mountain terrains and the waterfalls and down into the little flower fields of our personal life, that love has a special meaning for us. And we look at love as being, well, it's so personal that sometimes we think, if somebody doesn't love me in that way, they don't love me. And you may not think that way, Tara Kim, but other people do. I promise you. And
yeah.
that's where it gets complicated.
Yeah.
And if we can just transfer some of our expectations of love into synergy, which is feeling the same music at the same time, somehow it has its way of working through all the little gullies and byways and prairies and eventually causing the flowers to bloom. And we don't have to really think about that a lot. I had a really big aha moment today, actually, that I've been prompted to have by someone who cares about me a great deal and knows that I've been struggling to take off a few pounds of body weight. I'm not really overweight, but my clothes aren't looking so good on me. You know, I think every lady in this call can relate to that. When you get to the point where you can't wear your clothes, it's time to lose a couple of pounds. Okay. So I've been there, and I wasn't being successful in it. And it's probably mostly because of all the stress. Because when you're in a state of stress, your body just really doesn't get the signals. It doesn't know what to do. And so my friend said, Glenda, stop trying to figure this out and just do what your body wants and be in a state of synergy with your body. Just be in a state of, well, now, to give you a little background on this person, he was at one time an NFL football champion. And even at the age of 50, he looks like, I mean, he has the kind of body most people would kill for, you know, really. And never goes on a diet, eats whatever he wants, you know. he helps with Larry. That's how I got to know him. Anyway, and it's really important because he can pick Larry up like a baby, put him back on the bed. That's the kind of shape he's in. And so when he talks to me, I listen. He says, just let me be your trainer. Let me tell you, just be in synergy with your body until it gets in synergy with you. Okay.
Wow.
Well, I still couldn't get it. I was pushing back on him. I said, you don't understand. You just don't understand how important this is. And he's back and he says, oh, you don't understand me. Well, this morning, I was watching a little video on YouTube about the new baby panda that's at the Smithsonian Zoo and kind of got fascinated with pandas. And it led me to look at the the panda conservation in China, and I was looking at these wild pandas that are out in the field, and all they ever eat is bamboo. Bamboo! I mean, really, get it? And they climb mountains. They are strong. They could defend themselves against anything. And they're even a little bit chubby. They have great fur. They're healthy. And they can make everything out of bamboo. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I got it. I mean, I really got it. If they can make everything out of bamboo, I look at the abundance of life I have in so many ways. And I thought, all I have to do is be in synergy with it, and I can turn it into anything. And I really got it.
Wow.
I really did.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's got to percolate it a little.
Yeah. I think we need to focus. Sometimes when the ideas about love and the feelings of love are not getting the message across, it's there. It's not that it's not working. It's that we get our minds in the way. We get our emotions in the way and our headstrong ideas about what love has to look like in the way. And we can just kind of fall into synergy. And we can make it work. We can make anything work. We really can, including all the troubles of the world. We can make it work.
Mm.
Yeshua told us we could a long time ago. And he's like this trainer that was telling me yesterday, Linda, just be in synergy and your body will shape up naturally. And I was going, yeah, that's fine for you to say.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. We have got a caller from Montreal, PQ. I'm not sure who PQ is, but you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Wendy. I'm Stephen's wife.
Oh, Wendy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you? I'm so nice to hear you and hear all the what you're talking about today. I really appreciate it. My husband and I have been reading Love Without End, and especially focusing on The Beloved, and we just went through the series with you too, so we're all full of Glenda and Yeshua, and it's been wonderful to partake in it and to try to understand all that's been given. I'm calling you today because I have a friend that I've had since I was in high school, and I'm 75, so it's been a while. Her name is Barbara, and her husband, Pierre, they've been together since we were teenagers. He's in the hospital now and sort of struggling for his life. He's had cancer in the past, but this isn't cancer. It's like a blood condition, which I don't quite understand, but just wanting some blessing and prayer for them together as a couple. And if I can add something else, I was my son Jasper is going through a period where he has to transition to another type of work. He was in music and he was a DJ, and none of that is happening anymore. And he's like in his early 40s, so he has to find something different to do, and he's sort of struggling with direction and what to do. And and
what is his name?
For me, I'm a crisis intervention worker, and I've been I took time off to protect myself from being on the front line, but I went back a few months ago, and I felt safe the way they set everything up for me. And But right now it seems like the COVID is coming in closer. Like one of my colleagues seems to have it, and I just ask for a blessing for my own protection and health and strength as I go and do this work. Yeah.
Amen. And you've got
Amen.
It, Wendy. You,
Thank
your
you.
Family, husband, son, friends, all of them. You're on our list. and you're in our hearts.
Thank you.
And you reminded me of something, that an announcement I wanted to make, but I wanted to wait until more people were on the call. And that is that all of you lovely people who were enrolled in our webinar, Restoring the Faithful Heart. Okay. We are having a jam session on Wednesday. I'll send out another reminder. You know, we didn't get to have our fourth jam session because of Christmas and New Year's. It fell on a Thursday evening, you know, New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. And so we're scheduling a jam session for Wednesday. I will send out a promotion. And also, in my other message to you, I sent out the coupon that I had promised you for another webinar. And so that's it. Check your mailbox. Anybody who didn't get it, be sure and get it. It's one you'll see that I don't remember exactly what the subject was, but it was definitely for students, and you'll recognize it. Okay. So
okay, thank you, Glenda. Yeah.
You're welcome. And we are going to open the line to Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. Hi to the wonderful community of people who come on with me on Sundays. You know, I spent the night for New Year's Eve with my youngest son, and I left his house yesterday morning. And his personality reminds me very much of my late husband, who died 7 years ago. And we got into a little bit, and I found myself behaving in ways that I used to behave, which was sort of like enabling. And I don't know, something came up, and I opened my mouth to him, and I you know, just, you know, gave him a little bit, a piece of my anger or whatever it was over a small incident. He has a low threshold of frustration, low level, and I said what I said. My daughter-in-law was there, whatever. I came home, and I could do some meditation, and I found myself being angry at myself, saying, after 45 years, I'm still into that enabling pattern, blah, blah. And then I heard another voice said, that's enough. There will be no beating yourself up and expecting you to be where you're not, or any of this. This stops and stops right now. That's what I heard.
Great.
It stops and it stops right now.
And, that's great.
You know, yeah, which is a great thing. And
exactly.
More things came through as I was doing meditation, reviewing the afternoon and the evening, and what a blessing to have revelation. I shared some of it with my daughter-in-law, who is very much like me and could benefit. I mean, if she can benefit from it, I shared. And there was a lot that I gained from it. And, you know, I just think that doing this work is the greatest blessing. So, and I've got to go to the dermatologist. I've had a few skin cancers, and I have this little red blotch on my shin or near my shin. So some prayers for that when I go for Wednesday.
Absolutely. You've got it. Thank you so much for being with us, Susan. We treasure you, and we bless you.
Thank you, sweetie. Bless you and everybody else.
Thank you. Desmond, thank you for being so patient, and your mind is open.
Hey, thank you, Glenda. Good day to you, and, it's wonderful that the sun's coming back. I'm so friggin' far north. Remember when I visited you? I got a sunburn in, like, fall, and I don't get a sunburn in summer if I'm outside all day. So it'll be nice that the sun's coming back anyways. When it comes to like blessings, I've been started doing kind of like these quickies where I'll just do like one aspect of it in each direction instead of going full. Then I can just do a short rest, and I've been doing that more through the day. And I realized that when I do these, my hypothalamus or whatever that has negative emotions from being on medications calms down, and I have actually beautiful visions. So I'm grateful for doing the blessing because it purifies my mind and it allows me to feel love, maybe. You know,
yeah.
And definitely bought positive visions. Though when it comes to blessing someone else, this is something that Anastasia would do with Vladimir. She would bless him and cure all his ailments, but then he would just go on stubbornly doing all the things that were causing the ailments. And she said, unless you're going to change your habits, I'm not going to bless you anymore because there's no point. You're not listening to your body or whatever. And then he got a little angry at her, but then she started kind of giving him good food and stuff and other things so that he could heal. And she said, this doesn't go against the, like, you know, you not learning from your pain. I mean, you know, you got to, you know, so she would help him with some diet things. And you were saying that you're having some difficulty losing weight. One thing that's important is try to cut out as many grains and stuff as possible, because that is a major factor in insulin, which raises sugar. And if your body's feeding off sugar, it doesn't feed off fat, so you don't lose the fat.
Oh, I know all of that. Thank you, Desmond.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
No, I am not a sugar person. I'm not a grain person at all. diet is not my problem, which is why I've been worried. Like, what am I really going to do now? And anyway, I did not mean to bring that up as a subject for us to get into. The point was, the answer to so many issues in life is synergy. We can't always name the love that we're looking for or the love that we're giving or why somebody is not receiving our love. But synergy is one of those neutral forces of energy that weaves its way just energy through the mountain. It just weaves its way through. And it's really activated by faith, and it brings our body, heart, and soul into more alignment. And that's the benefit you're getting from offering the blessing. The thing about the blessing is that it offers synergy. And that's really what it is, working with the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, the grace of God, and the whole larger electromagnetic energy of the universe.
Yes,
brings
right,
into
right.
harmony. And so as those forces are brought into focus and harmony, then love can work more effectively. We've got so many defenses up. Can you believe it? Against love? We do. And,
But the thing is that those defenses against love are because we think that if we don't defend against it, then we won't actually have sustainable love or true love or something, you know?
Well, that's certainly true. In many cases, Desmond, it is. It's one of the many reasons for the defense. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, 5 minutes of love is worth a lifetime. So love in any form you get it, for however long it lasts, from whoever you get it from. And that's not to say that I'm sanctioning inappropriate ways to express love, but the quality of love is precious in any form of
it. And that's what I was brought it up with, was doing the blessing, because I hadn't really been doing it. But I realized that if I do it in like a shorter thing, amount of time, then I do a shorter rest, then I'm more likely to do it. And I'll do it a few times throughout the day, because then I feel like, you know how some people do EFT? Yeah, this is kind of like my EFT in a way.
Yeah.
And I feel everybody around me, like I feel like I'm like this light body that's visible, because like if everything is light and there's really no such thing as darkness, then everything is seen. It's not, there is no really unseen except for a person who doesn't have clarity, right? So everything around me is also in some sense conscious of me, and I'm also somewhat conscious of it. So when I'm doing the blessing, very often, like Yeshua said, that proximity has a very important aspect of your prayer, because of those that are observing you and those that you are observing, because like science still does not understand how the observational effect works, because it's thought, and they understand the chemistry a little bit, but they don't really understand thought.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly true, Desmond, and thank you for your contributions. Did you want to ask for a particular blessing?
I suppose a blessing that just that I find that we all find more love.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm sure everybody would say yay for that. Well, thank you so much, Desmond. And we've got a lot of people in the queue, so I have to move on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. Iman, you're on. Try unmuting your. Hi.
Hi. I just unmuted it. Aloha, everybody. Well, I'm so happy to hear your wonderful voice, Glenda, and Happy New Year to everyone and the beautiful community. I just would like to. I had read this article recently, and I would like to share what I read. According to this researcher, he said that he looked on the CDC's website, and he noticed that, like, around this time of the year, where there's lots of influenza, colds, and other, you know, seasonal flus that happens during this time of the year in all the states across America, he looked on the site, and around this time of the year, there was a high spike of colds and flus, like regular seasonal colds from last year data from 2019. And there was a huge spike, but he looked for on 2020, and there was nothing. Like, there was, it's like all green, but it was all recategorized as COVID. So even if you had a flu, a regular seasonal flu, or a regular cold, or whatever it is, you know, a change of season, you're changing your body, it's all classified as COVID. So that's why I believe there seems to be a spike in COVID, because everything, whether it's a regular cold, whether it's a regular flu, whatever it is, it's all become known as COVID this year, 2020. So that's why there is a spike. But so I just would like to share that, and if it is any of comfort to anyone, that even if you are tested, you know, with quote-unquote COVID, it may just be a flu, a seasonal flu. So anyway, so I just wanted to share that, and that's on the CDC's website.
Okay.
I would just send love and peace and, oh, God, and freedom.
Yes.
All my heart, you know, oh, God, hope and prayer for truth to be revealed to the world, and that we as human beings rise into a higher level of oh, God, what am I going to say, of blessing, of fulfillment, as is promised to all of us, you know. So I hope that that becomes very soon for all, for the entire planet Earth.
Oh, thank you. And, of course, I think we all hope for that. And we put that in the form of blessing today, that we can reach that higher vibration of synergy that carries us to a higher vibration of connection.
Thank you. And I pray that the truth is just everybody comes, you know, open up your eyes, your hearts, and your mind. Mm-hmm. Just see the truth and just, you know, like I have to say, there's a movie I just saw recently called Thrive 2. Thrive 2, and it's produced by Ashley Foster Gamble and his wife, and a whole team of wonderful people, you know, Deepak Chopra is on there, Dr. Stephen Greer, and they really reveal what is happening, like, right now and why. What is the reason behind everything? And get a chance, if you get a chance, please, everybody, I really recommend this movie, Thrive 2. You know, it's well worth it. It's so courageous. It is so real. I mean, it's honest. It's just watch it. You know, it's an hour and a half or 2 hours. It's so worth it. Please watch it before they censor it off YouTube. It's on YouTube right now. So please watch
it. Okay. Great. Thanks, Iman. That is a wonderful recommendation. Thank you. I haven't seen it, but I surely will. I surely will. Okay. Nancy, I'm going to open... Was there anything else you really need to say, Iman?
No, I just would love to say thank you, and I love you. I love everyone. God bless everyone.
Okay. We love you, too. I'm just trying to take everybody's call so we can get on with their blessing. Nancy, your line is open.
Hello, Glenda. This is Nancy. And
Hi, Nancy. I
wanted to tell you this is my birthday, and I was born on Sunday in the middle of World War II. So a Sunday birthday is special for me. And so it's a fun time, I've heard from people, and it's been a wonderful blessing day for me. But I wanted to really talk about a blessing for Mother Earth and to focus. We focused on synergy within our individual beings and synergy in our relationships. But I would also like to add to the blessing synergy with our home planet, with Mother Earth.
Absolutely.
And I had a friend, yes, and I had a call from a friend this morning, and she asked for prayers for protection, particularly for the Coco Nina Aquifer. It's a wonderful aquifer, and it's right now prayers of protection are needed. So the entire planet, but if we could also focus on this beautiful aqua, Coco Nina, the way I remember it is Chocolate Girl, Coco Nina.
Where is it? Where is it, Nancy?
It's in the high desert in Arizona.
Okay.
So
I
won't go into everything about it, but...
All right.
Prayers for protection for Coco Nina and also for increased human synergy with Mother Earth. And that's what I would ask for today. Because I think if we have that beautiful synergy, then our health improves, our relationships improve. There are so many different kinds of energy that comes to us and through us from Mother Earth.
There are. Oh, yes. And the ones that come in a state of synergy are the ones that we accept and utilize to the greatest extent.
And share,
That's right. That's right. Well, happy birthday again, Nancy.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we will bless your whole next year.
Oh, thank you. Blessings to you and gratitude to you and to everyone on the call. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stephen, I'm glad you're here and your line is open.
Hello, Glenda and this wonderful community. This is Stephen Adler, and I just am requesting a blessing for a friend of mine, Kimber, who sadly, I just recently learned committed suicide a couple months ago. So I just want to put a blessing for her beautiful soul, very, very sweet sister, and struggled with, alcohol addiction, things like this. And I think what happened from what I heard is just she's very close to her father, and her father had recently passed away in the hospital, and she wasn't able to be near him because of COVID lockdowns, and so I think that was the tipping point for her. So also a blessing for my good friend Vanessa overcoming lung cancer, my cousin Stuart who's overcoming brain cancer, my stepmother, such an innocent soul, very devout Catholic, recently scammed out of $100,000. Oh my gosh, I won't go into that, but all these things. Just blessings for all the people in my life, obviously, going through challenges. A beautiful thing, we finally got an offer on Sacred Chocolate. I've been wanting to, sell Sacred Chocolate for quite some time now, so I'm just blessed, asking for a blessing for a smooth transition that we can work out the terms and negotiate it. Yeah,
That's
thank
wonderful.
You. So just a blessing that that works out and the highest good for everybody, and just a blessing for my own personal healing and maybe a blessing to help me figure out what's next in my life. So thank you so much.
I look forward to finding out what's next in your life. I'm sure it will be interesting. So,
thank you.
Yeah. And Happy New Year. Well, Stormy, I guess you thought we'd never get to you. See the soul of patience and love, and I heard your music in the background. So just thank you for being there and offering our benediction for today.
Belinda, a very special blessing from Weatherford, Texas. When Kathleen Wildwood woke up on the first day of the new year, lo and behold, it had snowed. And when she looked around the yard, there was a blue bonnet that had grown up through the snow. And she took a picture of it and put it on Facebook. So talk about Mother Earth blessing us. And Kathleen has had blue bonnets growing all year long off and on in her yard. She had one come up in June. That's pretty late. But they've been coming up all year long. But to have one come up in the snow reminds me of that painting of that one flower in the field that you talk about.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be very special for you and for the world, a very interesting blessing from Mother Earth and your hometown.
Yes, absolutely. So, thank you for that, Stormy. That is lovely.
That's a beautiful way to bring us into this. Let the blue bonnet blessing bring us into this prayer.
Okay. Well, Stormy, we offer our blessings for your health and well-being in this new year, and we know that you'll be well and fine on whatever level you choose. But
God is I told people, I says, well, I don't know if he's getting me ready to leave or stay, but whatever he's doing, I'm just gonna let him do it. He's getting me ready to stay.
That's good. We want you to stay. Of course, you're going to stay anyway, whether you're doing it physically or not. And that's one of the things I am learning every day from Yeshua and his teachings, is how much he stays with me, even if I can't see him. And like he said to the apostles, I will be with you always. So it's really a question of what dimension we're staying on. And I would like to make one last comment about 2020, elevating the lockdown to a higher level, is that one of the good things that came from it is it forced us to be non-physically connected. It forced us to. Until 2020, we thought that our only connection was being together for dinner, birthdays, or just get together, or working together every day, or getting to see our family whenever they needed us, and to travel wherever we wanted to travel, and it was no problem with being on an airline with somebody else, or to be in a movie theater or a restaurant or whatever. And we learned this year, at first it made us feel very separated. And then we learned how much we can be connected simply by the intention of connection and by the love of connection and then by the synergy of energy. And so let us be strengthened by what we learned. Let us be blessed by the goodness that has come from it and our triumph over the many challenges. And then we can say goodbye with love to that year and think back upon what we learned from it and how we learned to move forward despite the hardship, despite the loss and the hurt that so many people had to endure. And we move forward with greater understanding, expectation, and faith into the new year. So everybody just relax, be into your easy chair, your comfort mode, however that might be, your bed, your hammock, or some of you may be sitting on the grass outside. Some of you might be strolling through the snow. There's all kinds of ways to be in a place of peace with God, with the universe, with each other, and with our own life, most especially. And I would like you just to relax. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything else. Although I would like you to pray once I have finished my prayer to Yeshua. The blessing givers and I will conduct this very special energy for you, which brings a greater blessing into your life. And the goodness of prayer, the goodness of prayer is it's going to open you more to receive it. That's A. And B, it's going to focus it more on the needs of your life. So your prayers do matter, but don't pray from your mind. And what's the difference? Well, praying from your mind is first thinking about the problem. You see, that's what our minds are built. They're an instrument for the solving of problems. So first they have to address the problem, then try to think their way through the problems, and then try to come up with a solution. Pray from your heart, which is a prayer of faith and hope and charity. And with these qualities in your prayer, you will simply open yourself to receive the fullness of the blessings. Okay, well, let's begin. And blessing givers, I ask that you would join me. Yeshua, most of all, we know that you are with us. And we tune our love and our energy into you. That with you, through you, and you through us, we can offer this special, miraculous blessing to everyone here, and through them as a carrier, to everyone whose lives they touch. And those sounding like a chord of music into the world. We ask that you bring forth the earth into the blessing, and that your blessing, in turn, will bless her and raise the level of her synergy and the level of understanding among us all, that we may lift ourselves to a higher life in which we recognize each other as brother and sister in the family of one. We surrender our lives to receive. We open our hearts to your love. And we allow our life to surrender itself into the grace of God. We ask for all of these blessings in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Well, your blessing has been given. You will complete it now by resting and finishing your receiving of all that's been caught. Let it just filter every part of your body, heart, and soul to receive everything that has come from the earth, from Yeshua, from the Holy Spirit, your Heavenly Father, and all of us as a community of God. Bye-bye for now, and Happy New Year.